The title of my message this morning is The Body of Christ in Conflict. The Body of Christ in Conflict. Yes, it is. Amen. I had a hard time finding this scripture this morning in Colossians 1. I looked in every concordance. I had the wrong paraphrasal on it, but I knew it was in the Bible. And I just got plumb aggravated with myself because I couldn't find it. I knew it was in the Bible. But it wasn't in the Bible just like I had it paraphrased. It's Colossians 1:24. Amen. Who now rejoice in my sufferings. I didn't have that marked in my Bible. About all these scriptures on suffering today that I'm going to read to you, I didn't have marked in my Bible. I never preach on them. I've rarely preached on them here at the highway. Because I don't like the word suffering. And so I steer away from it. It is a negative as far as my mentality is concerned, but it is not a negative as far as God's Word is concerned. Amen. And so that's why I'm preaching today, the body of Christ in conflict. I told the Lord in my heart, I can't preach on that, Lord. I don't know anything to tell about that, the body of Christ in conflict. I know the Bible's full of it, but what do you want me to say about the body of Christ in conflict? God, is there that much scripture in the Bible about the body of Christ being in conflict? And great Lord, the further I searched, the more I read, the more I realized, Mike Allen, the subject is inexhaustible. I'll not be inexhaustible this morning, I don't think, even though I haven't preached. As such for a while, amen, I might have forgot how. And then I'm liable to get turned loose and just don't know where to put on the brakes. Oh, God. Amen. That, too, is a negative. A preacher ought not never say that. You know me pretty good. I'm not a long-winded preacher. Amen. 45 minutes is a good long message for me, and amen. Lately, a half hour and hardly ever more than an hour. Listen, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you. Amen. And fill up that which is behind. I had it in my head that the Bible said that which was lacking in the servants. Sufferings of Christ. And that's just exactly the word that the Amplified Bible uses. That which is lacking. Amen. That's why I couldn't find it. It wasn't in any of my concordances. Upside down, backwards, crossways. Amen. No place could I find it, seemed like. Amen. I was looking for the sufferings of Christ, not my sufferings. Paul talking here, my sufferings for you. Amen. That also is a negative in my vocabulary. Amen. I don't use those terms, even though it is a necessity that we practice it in Christian practicality. Amen. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind in the afflictions of Christ. You mean he's got to do some more? Yes. Amen. in my flesh. That's where it is, in our flesh. You're already quiet as a mouse on me. Amen. Because it's a negative to you too. Admit it. Amen. But because it is such a negative to us this morning, when it happens, we are totally unprepared to handle it. And we say, why, God? You're easy to preach to. You're not going to make much racket, I can see. Amen. Fill up that which is behind in the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for His body's sake. What was my title this morning? The body of Christ in conflict. You'll agree before I'm done. For His body's sake, which is the church, that's where He's still suffering this morning. His body is under attack. Amen. Just like it was when He was here in this world. Just like it was when He was here in this world. I didn't have this one marked in my Bible either. Amen. Romans 8 and 17. I didn't have 8 or 7, 18, 17 or 18 marked. In fact, none of these suffering texts in my Bible was marked, and my Bible's full of marks. Romans 8, that spirit chapter, that victory chapter, but it has some things that we don't like to handle sometimes. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. But there's also something else we get by being heirs with Christ. And that is His suffering. Joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him. Now, in 1996, yes! Now, in 1996, and we'll bring it right down March 24th on Sunday, the body of Christ is suffering. Amen. We suffer with Him that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. But Brother Collins, we're Pentecostal. We're people of faith. Paul was too. Paul raised the dead. I never have. Amen. 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 There's some more. Amen. 1 Corinthians. Amen. Pentecostal chapter. 12th chapter. Read chapter 12. That talks about gifts, don't it? 12th chapter talks about gifts, don't it? We believe in gifts, don't we? Amen. But what are those gifts in? The body. Amen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. More than 17 times He uses the word body. Whose body? Body of Christ. Body, which is a synonymous term for the church. Amen. That's just on that page. There's some more in there probably. Amen. But I counted you 17 that I've got marked. You can count more probably. Amen. But let's go down in that glorious Pentecostal chapter and let's read the 25th and 26th verse, that there should be no schism in the body. What is schism? That's where you take the scissors and cut something in two. No cutting in the body. No separation in the body. Amen. It's all one body. Now listen what that entails. No schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. You're looking at me. I hope you get your looking done. Amen. Praise God. It may be a while before we shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, 26. I didn't have this one marked in my Bible either, this Pentecost, this wonderful Pentecostal chapter. And whether one member suffer, you hear what I love, suffer. You hear what I'm talking about. Whether one member suffer, all the members suffer. What? What? But we're Pentecostal. Some are Pentecostal too. Amen. That's why they can't take it. Amen. They'll call me yesterday and said, I want you to pray. Help pray for this brother. He's about to quit church. He prayed for so many things and asked God for so many things, and God hadn't done any of them. And he said he's leaving church. Help me pray! It's not too far away. Associated with family right here, Pentecostal Highway Holiness Church. Help me pray! That's a preacher! Amen. From all the holy hosts, help me pray. He's going to quit church. Why? He's going through it. And God hasn't answered his prayers yet. And he's not willing to suffer. I don't know how he thinks it's going to be any better away from God. But right here in March 23 and 24, 1996, there is a brother that's testified and prayed right here in this church that's ready to quit. Because he's suffering. And he thinks it may let up if he quits. How about you? Amen. Whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Amen. Another one. 2 Timothy Chapter 2. I didn't have this one marked in my Bible either. I don't blame anybody but myself. Amen. And I haven't enlarged upon this subject. As I said, to me it was a negative. But wait a minute. Before you can have a good positive, you got to have a good negative. It takes a good negative to turn out a good positive. Praise God. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. It is a faithful saying, if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. Anything but dying. Anything but being dead. I don't want to die. That's morbid. Amen. But the Bible said if we be dead with him, we shall also live together. Now get a load of this 12th one. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Hallelujah. Let the suffering raise their hands and praise him right now. Let the suffering saints rejoice in the positive that's turned out. Oh, glory to God. For this negative, glory to God. If we suffer, how many are suffering anything? Hold up your hand. If we suffer, body of Christ, blood, wife, children of God, amen. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Amen. Here's what's going to happen if you quit. Here's what's going to happen if you leave the church. Here's what's going to happen if you leave God because your prayers have materialized as quick as you'd like to. Here's what's going to happen if we deny him. He also will deny us. Amen. Hallelujah. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. And I won't tell you tonight, today, that he will not deny his suffering saints. One more. I didn't have this one marked either in my Bible. I've got text, golden text, preaching text marked all around it. 1 Peter chapter 4. Amen. I'll read beginning of the 12th verse. Didn't have that marked either. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as some strange thing happened to you. And that looks like something strange happened to us. My God, I must be out of the will of God. I'm suffering. Could be that we're right in the will of God. Under attack. I marked this. This is the one I want to get to you. Verse 13. But rejoice! I haven't done as much rejoicing about this part as perhaps I should. Peter knew about it. Amen. Right in Acts of the Apostles. Him and John, after they flogged them, beat them, they counted, they went away rejoicing, shouting happy that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. I don't like that. And you don't like that. So the best way to get along is don't talk about it. But whether we talk about it or not, it happens. Whether we preach about it or not, it happens. Huh? It's happening right today. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Christ's sufferings. That's why I'm preaching about the body of Christ in conflict. That when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad with exceeding joy. Most of us, if suffering is the path to joy, we'll just not go that way. But children, amazing grace is never more real to a child of God than when they're word of caution here, warning. You need to be balanced. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. That's where a whole bunch of us get into it. Amen. Ahithophel just wouldn't let David's case rest. Amen. He was kin to Bathsheba, and he didn't like that situation. Amen. He wouldn't leave that in the hands of God. Nathan told David right when he rebuked him that day and said, "Thou art the man." He said, "God hath put away thy iniquity." But Ahithophel didn't believe it. Ahithophel didn't put it away. He wound up at the end of a rope in his bitterness and his gall of iniquity. On the wrong side in the day of battle. Amen. He joined side with the Absalom coup. He was up there kissing them too and splitting the church too. Amen. Dividing the ranks of the body of Christ too. Why? Because Ahithophel had sinned? No! Because David had, and he wouldn't let it rest. Hey, if it's not you that done the sin, mind your own business and keep your mouth shut. That's God's business. You're going to get in trouble. Some of you are already in trouble. Amen. Because you haven't done it. Amen. Quit that gossiping. You know better than that. Quit running your stupid mouth. You know better than that. I call it stupid because you're running it. Amen. You don't know better. You ought to know better. Amen. And I'm going to call it stupid every time you run it. Amen. Because you know what you're doing? You're spelling out your own death warrant. You're spelling out your own doom. When you don't forgive, you write your own condemnation. When you don't forgive, you write your own condemnation. When you don't forgive, you write out your own judgment. And when you don't forget, amen, it's a dead sure sign that yours will never be forgotten while the ceaseless ages of eternity roll. Amen. Nathan said, "God hath put away thy sins." You couldn't make Michal believe it. You couldn't make Absalom believe it. You couldn't make Ahithophel, my chief counselor. We took sweet counsel together. We walked up to the house of God together. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. Let none of you suffer as a busybody in other men's matters. Amen. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. But let him glorify God on this behalf. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Question was once asked by a little boy to his mother. Amen. "Mother, if God loves us, why do we have to go through all these things? Does God really love us?" She said, "Yes, son. You remember when you were sick and your body was in pain and you had such fever and you were so sick? Amen. I did not quit loving you when you were sick, and I did not forsake you when you were sick. I sat right by your bed all night long. I was closer to you then than I usually am. Why? Because you were suffering." Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Afflictions, persecutions, martyrdom, oppression, depression, obsession. Amen. They may be far from you this morning. This morning, you may be as free as a bird and healthy as an angel and strong as an ox. But I want you to know, if you're saved, you're in a battle with the devil. You're locked in conflict with the powers of hell. Amen. And sometimes the less physical battle we have, the greater battle we have in the spirit world. Amen. Oh, it's 6 of 1 and 6 of the other. Amen. There's a battle going on. And we are tested many, many times in many, many ways. As a matter of fact, we prefer not to call it suffering. Amen. Even in our songs, we don't call it suffering. We say, thank you for the valley I walked through today. The darker the valley, the more I learned to pray. I found you are the lilies blooming by the way. So I thank you for the valley I walk through today. Thank you for every hill I climb, every time the sun didn't shine. Thank you for every lonely night I prayed till I knew everything was all right. I thank you for the valley I walk through today. We don't call it suffering. We say life can't be all sunshine, or the flowers would die, the rivers would be desert, all barren and dry. Life can't be all blessing, or there'd be no need to pray. So I thank you for the valley I walk through today. We don't call it suffering. We don't like the word. We'd rather call it a valley. We don't call it suffering. We call it a trial. That's all right. Peter did too. When he talked about service, he said, the trial of your faith is more precious. What was he talking about that was more precious than gold? What was he talking about? He was talking about that forbidden word in my vocabulary that I don't even mark in my New Testament Bible. Amen. What was more precious than gold? Amen. Your suffering was. Amen. Paul said, the reason I'm suffering, the reason I have these afflictions, the reason I've gone through all these terrible things, is for you. For you. How many of us will admit that we have it easier today because somebody else suffered? We have a better highway to drive down today because somebody else went ahead of us, Brother Curtis, and built a bridge. Did you ever think how hard it'd be to get to Louisville if you had to cross a ferry every time you came to a river? We go zip. In 2 seconds' time, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5, 10 seconds, we'd be across about any river. Amen. Because somebody built a bridge. Amen. They'll go along about tell the statistics behind this big high bridge. A few weeks ago, a few days ago, last week, amen, a week ago Wednesday and a week ago Friday, amen, we crossed that big Mobile River bridge. It stretches for 5 miles across those swamps. I forget how many men died to build that bridge. But somebody told me one time how many men fell, how many men died in work accidents to build that bridge. Why did those families suffer? So we could get across in 5 minutes' time. Amen. What you had to go
50 miles around to get across through Bay Minette and back up Highway 10 through Mobile right away. Amen. In order to get across. For a long time, Interstate 65 was incomplete because it didn't have that big long causeway, that big long bridge over that swamp and over those two or three rivers. Amen. At least two prongs of Mobile River. And another river coming in there. Amen. And another bio. And you ride for the longest time. Amen. Above the tops of the cypress trees. Because somebody went ahead and built the bridge. How many died? How many suffered? Amen. But we go across in just a few minutes time. Because somebody went ahead of us. Amen. We got it better today. We got it better than any people ever had. We can add up, and I'm telling you, we can subscribe in our sum of God's blessings to this generation, draw a line underneath, amen, and give the grand total, hallelujah, and this is the greatest day the church has ever known, the greatest hour the church has ever lived, but the devil ain't dead, pardon the vernacular. And we still got a battle to fight. Amen. We still got to overcome. Amen. Joel said, let the weak say I'm strong. That's good. Positive faith. Amen. But the New Testament says, ye that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. What? The infirmities. Well, that's what I'd like to get out of. That's what I'd like to detour, those infirmities. Amen. My God. Lord, I'm just not cut out for that bedside duty. Amen. Lord, I just wish people live better and believe God more. And, amen. They wouldn't have to have so much suffering. But they're still suffering. Amen. I don't understand all the whys and the whereofs. But I got a sneaking suspicion that when saints suffer like Arvis Swafford was, amen, over 90 times in and out of the hospital, over 90 times, we'd have to go to bat for him in prayer, take up offerings for him. Amen. Times he's running high and doing good. Praise God. And there was times he just barely was able to get dismissed from the hospital long enough to take care of his homecoming. Amen. Down in Louisville, Kentucky, where Bruce and Sue Cole are pastoring now. Arvis was pastoring back then. Amen. We took up an offering in Middletown, Ohio, where I was pastoring at that time. And amen. Took it down to Arvis, down to Louisville, Kentucky, where he was pastoring. And amen. I took it into him where he was reclining on the bed up in that log cabin parsonage on the hill above the church. And I told him, I said, Brother Arvis, you're not only being tried, but we're being tried too. Because your trial and your tribulation is also a test to us to see how we will react to it. Amen. Let me tell you, Pentecostal positive thinkers like myself, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus was moved with compassion toward the suffering. Again and again it said he was moved with compassion. There were some saints that were moved with compassion about old Paul, that little 4'11" hunchback, balding, sharp-tongued Jew that just wouldn't quit. Amen. Here's what they said, in effect. They said, if he just wasn't so overbearing, if he'd just be quiet and let up a little bit, if he'd just let down a little bit, amen, if he would just leave town when things starts getting bad, amen, if he'd leave town a little early, at least we wouldn't have to outlive all the trouble he stirs up in town. Amen. Because you remember when he preached up there in Corinth? Amen. He went to live with a fellow called Jason. His house was right next to the synagogue. Amen. And when Paul escaped, they drug Jason out and whipped him. It wasn't for Paul. Look at that. Jason wouldn't have had to been whipped within a half an inch of his life. Amen. If it wasn't for Paul, we might not be on this ship to Rome. Amen. If it wasn't for Paul, this, that, and something else. Amen. But Paul said concerning his infirmities that he went through for the glory of Christ. Amen. It's happened for your good. Amen. The effect it has had generally is it's an encouragement to you who are suffering, because you say, if Paul can do it, and Paul can remain cheerful, and Paul can have a victory in the midst of it, I can too. Raise your hands and praise God. The devil will attack you through your physical health. The devil will attack you, amen, through your eyes. The devil will attack you through your ears. The devil will attack you through your children. The devil will attack you through your wife. The devil will attack you through your husband. Amen. The devil will attack you through you. Amen. He'll take advantage of every little old mistake we make. Blow it all out of proportion. Amen. Oh, God, help me. Help me to give the right emphasis this morning. I may seem a little bit lopsided today, but it's because I've been lopsided the other way. Amen. God, help me to give the right emphasis today. We're in a battle, Mike Barker. We're in a battle, Mark Barker. Amen. I'll tell you, glory to God, it's not too hard for you brothers to go to bat for one another, because you're brothers in the flesh. But in time to come, it may be harder to go to bat for brothers who are not brothers in the flesh. Amen. We're in a battle this morning, and we need every soldier we can get. Brother Hughes, when you was in battle, did you ever want less soldiers? Did you ever want less manpower? Did you ever want less firepower? Did you ever want less airplanes? Did you ever want less ships? You wasn't in the Navy, but you liked them ships. When they could lob them shells 25 miles inland, praise God, and hit the target, you liked them ships. You wasn't fighting in the Navy. We're in a battle! Praise God! We don't need less soldiers! Glory to God! We don't need to be scratching each other's eyes out! Amen! We don't need to be in each other's throats! We're in a battle! And you that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak! But what would he do? We do. Amen. I said, boy, I'm glad Sam's going through it instead of me. Don't we? Don't we do that? Glad Sam is undergoing that trial instead of me. Whew. I got mine over with. And I did. I went through fire and water. My young ministry, high water, hot fire. I mean, the heat was turned up. I went through it. And when I was going through it, I caught it from both directions, from the saints and from the home front. Amen. But God didn't take me through hell on earth to bring me up here and set me down on feathery beds of ease.
God took me through hell on earth and brought me out victorious and saved so I could stand by you in the battle and sympathize with you. Amen. And help you bear your burden. Amen. I couldn't say, Mike, you bought it on yourself, son. You lacked wisdom. Amen. But that's just a cop-out. I didn't say, Jim, you bought it on yourself, son. You lacked wisdom. Amen. But I wasn't there. Amen. I wasn't in the battle. I wasn't in the thick of the conflict like you was. I could say, Mike, amen, if you'd have worked it a little bit better, you might have still been at Vanceburg. Amen. Great God. If we say that, we say, oh, well, you ought to stayed it there. Amen. When you got down to Dale, y'all, amen, did what Omar Irvin said. Y'all stayed. When you got down to Alto Pass, y'all stayed. When you got down to Bonneville, you shouldn't have never left. Amen. When you got to Middletown, hallelujah. These folks told me I missed God and I left Middletown. Amen. The folks tried to tell me when I left Kansas City, one more year. Just one more year. And they got together on it. One more year. Amen. But oh, amen. Think of what wouldn't have happened. Amen. It was staying in Kansas City. Amen. Oh, we can play it safe. Amen. We can stay back in our little old home, pull a door shut. Amen. Get in our insulated enclosure. Amen. We'll not catch fire. Amen. It's just like this, folks. If you do anything at all for God, Randy Coffey, amen, you're going to have to be criticized over it. And usually the folks that criticize you are not doing anything themselves. At least you're trying. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Be careful about criticizing anybody that's trying to do something for God when you're not doing nothing yourself. Amen. Amen. If that preacher would have took better care of himself, if he'd have took better care of his books, amen, if he'd have stayed on his knees, amen, and got more anointing and more power with God, he wouldn't be in the shape he's in today. Try it. Amen. He said it concerning Apostle Paul. Amen. Some preach Christ out of contention, he said, supposing to add affliction to my bond. More suffering. Amen. He's catching it from the people of God, from the preachers that came right out from under him, supposing to add affliction. I'm already in bond, and now they're adding affliction to the bond I've already got. But you know what he said in the midst of his suffering? Nevertheless, I thank God that Christ is preached. Amen. Without a love, I can preach it. Thank God that Christ is preached. Let's stand and thank God that Christ is preached. Let's stand and thank God that Christ is a winning. Let's stand and thank God, amen, that Jimmy Collins and his family is winning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The altar's open if you need one. Amen. The reason they took altars out of all the churches across the country is because they didn't use them. If you don't need it, somebody will take it out. If you need one, it's open this morning. If you like to keep the altar in the church, amen. Would you like to help somebody bear his burden? Would you like to lift somebody's hand? Would you like to help somebody with your grace? Your great grace, your great positive mercy. Would you like to help somebody that's having it, that's going through it?